need an agenda. I just tell the truth, yo. Let it off the leash and don't touch it. It knows what to do. And I'm running a tight ship. Every deckhand here has a 5-year plan and an ice pick. They can write code, they can drive stick. I got an octave on you and a high kick. Don't blink, I don't block, I'm a bleeder. All I do is hit. I don't win them all, but I'd say I take 5 out of 6. Clock's running, better glove up if you insist. Okay, let's see who's really counting cool and who's been counterfeit. I'm the Phoenix.
Act 2, Leia.
Two, Leia Organa, L.Organa@AlderaanRelocationProject.gax. From Mon Mothma. MonMothma.private@CoruscantSenate.gov. Leia, wanted to check in since I haven't heard from you in a few weeks. Are things going well? Any luck on finding a new planet to call home? I trust the messages my office has been sending your way have all gotten to the right people. By the way, you haven't taken any detours recently, have you? I know your itinerary still has you on Naboo, but my information network has turned up a few rumors over on Tatooine. I'd like to remind you that any action outside Republic space has to be approved by the proper channels now. I would, at the very least, like a heads up before you go off on another plant. Your friend, Mon. 2. Mon Mothma. MonMothma.private@NewRepublicSenate.gov. From Leia Organa. L.Organa@AlderaanRelocationProject.gax. Mon, as always, it's good to hear from you. The relocation is going slow, as expected. The Naboo people are willing to assist for the moment, but can only support a fraction of our population, to say nothing of the tension with the Gungans. As for your other question, no, I have not gone off gallivanting across the galaxy. That type of rule flaunting is General Solo's mode of operations, and I will have nothing to do with that ass until I receive a formal apology. That said, Tatooine isn't that far away, and apparently I had family there at one time. Send me what your people dug up, and I'd be happy, grateful even, for the distraction. Leia.
When the rebellion was at its height, Leia had had a dozen aliases. She'd impersonated her own secretary, selling false information. She had been the arm candy of rich traders, and a young, naive heiress out of her depth and looking for thrills that were likely to get her killed. Jabba's palace wasn't the first time she'd pretended to be a pleasure slave, but it had been the first time she pretended to be a bounty hunter. She'd kept up the identity since then, occasionally appearing in bars or shuttleports. Dressing up in the layers of fabric and pulling the helmet over her tightly braided hair felt not natural, not yet, but comfortable. Leia slipped away while her aide was out and C-3PO was charging. There were emergency protocols in place, in case something happened, but deniability was too useful a tool to give it up entirely. The spare Y-wing in the back corner of the Republic hangar didn't have an official designation. Her departure was locked under Level 7 clearance. 4 hours in hyperspace, and Bosch was cleared to land on Tatooine. Bosch had a certain reputation, so Leia made a quiet circuit of the landing ground and checked the notice boards before locating the out-of-the-way watering hole where Mon's contact would meet her. The building was half sunken into the ground, the way most older structures were on desert planets. Leia slowly looked around the room as the door slid closed behind her. There was a bar along the back being tended by an old woman, with thick enough hair to rival a Wookiee. locals occupying half the tables, leaving the space near the doors open. Her visor identified 4 people with criminal records in the Republic database, and 2 more with small bounties. No one tried to meet her eye. Leia claimed a back table where she could put her back to the wall. She deposited the credits for a recharge port and access to the holonet. She dropped her pack on the table while she was making herself comfortable. The blue diamond patch sewn into the leather told her contact exactly who she was. When a serving droid came over, she ordered a glass of metallic-tasting water. With her position set, Leia settled in to wait. You busy? Leia glanced up. Across the table stood an older Kefar man. He had a yellow stripe tattooed across his nose, and dreadlocks that remained stubbornly dark despite the lines on his face. He had a bottle in one hand. She had been waiting for an hour already. He could be her contact, or he could be just another drunk, looking for someone to pay for his next round.
I'm waiting for someone.
The helmet distorted her voice. She turned back to her datapad, expecting him to slink away.
Oh, come now. No harm in a bit of friendly conversation while you wait. The light's rising. You could be waiting for a while.
Leia took a second look at the man. His bottle was empty, and while there was a scent of unwashed body and alcohol surrounding him, his eyes were clear.
The light may be rising, but there's still a lot to do.
She answered his code phrase. A nod of her head, and he slumped into the seat across from her.
You new in town?
He put the bottle on the table, rolling it back and forth over the surface. It was a tick that would become annoying if he kept it up. He was wearing gloves. She had to wonder how he could stand it in this heat.
Passing through. Looking for work. If you had any ideas, I'd show my gratitude.
She reached forward and caught the bottle, holding it in front of him to illustrate her point before passing it off to a nearby droid. The contact or not, Leia knew better than to break character in enemy territory. He smiled and tipped his head.
I may have heard a few things here and there. What kind of work are you looking for?
Translation. What are you interested in?
I heard there's a new boss in town.
Leia considered adding more, considered mentioning her own name, but that wasn't a card she needed to play just yet. The Kefar waved down a droid and ordered 2 drinks before leaning over the table like he had a hot tip on the next race.
Boba Fett.
Leia cursed internally, grateful for the helmet. That bastard was still alive? He was still alive and ruling a desert city known for its scum and villainy? She wasn't sure what she had expected, but this was about as bad as it could get. He went on.
You've been a bounty hunter, I'm sure you've heard of him. Used to be he'd work for the Hutts or the Empire, whoever was paying. Don't get me wrong, he had as much honor as any of them. Point is, he disappeared a few years back. Actually, he disappeared on the same day that the Hutt Slayer killed Jabba.
Hutt Slayer?
Leia couldn't help but ask. She remembered that day just fine. It was among the most heart-wrenching days in her whole career, and that was saying something. Between Luke nearly dying and nearly losing Han all over again, killing Jabba had been a spur-of-the-moment improvisation. She certainly didn't regret it. Not for a moment. That said, she didn't think about it that often, either. Leia Organa, the Kefar said, with a reverence in his tone that she only heard from the traditionalists that had escaped Alderaan's destruction. The story is that the Hutt had captured her and was holding her as a slave, ready to sell her to the highest bidder, when the Jedi came to the palace.
in the middle of the fight, with blaster bolts singing in the air, she took the only weapon she had on hand, the very chains that bound her, and used them to strangle the murderous Hutt. He paused in his telling, settling back and breathing deep. A lot changed that day. Not only was a warlord toppled, but every slave and serf on this planet was given proof that freedom can be stolen from even the cruelest masters. And even our chains can be our freedom.
Poetic,
Leia said. The helmet helped keep the emotion out of her voice. Had she really done that? It wasn't easy to believe. After they'd left, who had been there to tell the story? The other slaves, of course. Figures neither side had seen as a threat. Beings who cowered at the end of chains and hid behind any shelter they could find. Yes, to them, it probably had seemed life-changing.
Not my words, but I'll thank you in any case.
The man looked down at the drink that had been delivered. He lifted the glass in a toast and spoke a little too loudly.
To the Hutt Slayer.
Leia pressed her spine against the hard back of her chair to keep from flinching. But instead of drawing attention, the other patrons either ignored him or lifted their glasses in agreement. The Cathar swallowed his mouthful and set the glass down slightly too hard.
Shit.
She pulled the conversation back to the present.
He was supposed to be dead.
That was the safe bet, he agreed. The word on the street is that he was actually working undercover for the princess.
He lifted a hand and let it wave back and forth in the air.
I've seen a lot, but I can't say if I believe it. Doesn't really matter either way, seeing as he's here now.
Leia frowned. If he was claiming he'd been working for her, that could have easily led to the rumors she was chasing. On the one hand, it was a relief that it wasn't anything worse. On the other hand, having that bounty hunter scum using her name like that? How dare he?
The Cathar was still talking.
He's her right hand, all out in the open and everything, ruling in her name. Word is that he's going to bring Tatooine into the New Republic. I wouldn't mind that much myself, but there's plenty around here who would like to cut that idea short. The Hutts have already tried once, and the Pikes are sticking their noses into everything these days.
Where is he?
No amount of filtering could hide the cold anger in her voice. How dare he? How dare! Not only using her name, but claiming to be her right hand? Trading off a reputation made from the hopes of the desperate? Did he honestly think she wouldn't find out?
Up at the palace. He's taken over up there. He has people coming to him with petitions and everything.
Leia barely registered the shock on the Cathar's face as she tossed a handful of credits on the table, snatched up her pack, and stormed out. How dare he? One night, years ago, and now he claimed to know her? She would make him regret every lie that escaped through those snake-bitten lips. Granted, it had been a very good night, but that wasn't the point. If he thought he was going to deal spice in her name, if he thought he was going to set up some kind of protection racket in her name, taking what little these people had to line his own pockets, if he thought he could sell slaves in her name and using a legend built up around freedom and hope, well, she would have to rip those thoughts out of his head. Violently, if necessary. She stormed through the streets, projecting her fury ahead of her and letting the rabble get out of her way. He would be armed. There would be guards, but that was fine. She had her blaster and a stun baton, and had been trained in both, not to mention the Force.
She spent a moment regretting the fact that she hadn't brought her lightsaber, but it was still an uncertain weapon in her hands. The Force would be enough. If it came down to it, she could choke Fett the same way she had choked that Sleemo of a Hunt. A flash of blue and green caught her eye. It was startling. So far, this planet had seemed determined to bleach everything down to shades of tan and gray. It was a flag, or just a strip of cloth, really, but there were dozens of them. Leia looked up through the visor of her helmet at a statue. The bronze bikini was familiar. The rest of the statue was clearly feminine, but it had also been put together from scraps of metal and broken ceramic. It might have been called abstract if it had been set up in a Core World museum. That was probably a good thing. No one could get her nose right. It was the chain that had caught her eye. Starting at a collar that matched the rest of the slave outfit, it was drawn up to a fist held in the air. The end of the chain hung free, swaying as it was caught by the breeze. Ribbons had been tied to the chain. Dozens of brightly colored scraps of fabric, blue and green and red, all waving against the sky. As Leia watched, an old woman came up and placed a wilting flower at the statue's feet. There were other flowers there, and bundles of reeds, a few shiny stones, and pieces of desert glass, offerings from people who had little enough to give. Behind her helmet, Leia closed her eyes and took a deep breath. The anger was still there if she needed it, but for the moment, her mind was clear. Kill Fett? Yes, she could if she needed to. But was that what these people needed? An angel of death who came down and killed their leaders one by one? These people needed hope. And that was one thing she knew how to cultivate. She took another, slower breath, centering herself. She had stormed out of the cantina too fast. The Kefar could be gone already, and setting up another contact would take time. No, for the moment, she would do a bit of recon on her own. Fett's palace was overdone, but she couldn't really blame him for that. Jabba was the one who had built it. The front gate would have been formidable, tall and broad enough for a whole hover barge to pass through with room to spare, and doors made of layers of pressed metal. Except they were wide open. A short line of sentients were being tended to by a set of droids, and overseen by a pair of Gamorreans. Leia considered the situation for a minute, then joined the line. If Lord Fett was taking petitions and tribute, who was she to deny an easy way in? After an hour and a half of scrolling through messages on her helmet's HUD, Leia was directed to enter the main audience chamber. Boba Fett sat on an oversized throne. A woman with long, dark hair perched on the arm. Not as if she was there to provide pretty scenery, but like she was ready to shoot someone if Fett gave the word. Not that she didn't have a cutting kind of beauty, but that wasn't the point. Other than the throne, the room was strangely bare. Fett hadn't bothered to hang up any trophies like Jabba had, and he was dressed in his armor, helmet off, rather than anything that might have looked impressive or imposing. Not that the armor wasn't imposing.
How may I introduce you?
The droid asked.
Bosh,
she said, trying to find her footing again. The droid stepped forward as the previous petitioners moved to one side. They were still in the room. Several of the petitioners were, actually. As far as Leia could tell, they were waiting for Fett. Did he not have any aides to assist with carrying out his rulings? Even slaves would have been. But then, maybe not having slaves was the point.
Bosch, of the Bounty Hunters Guild,
the droid said, dipping its head and stepping aside. Leia lifted her head. She had a vague idea about looking for work, but she hadn't actually decided what to say. Bosch, Fett said, then slowly stood.
I think you mean Hutslayer.
A murmur went through the gathered crowd, and Leia suddenly had the attention of everyone in the room. Even the droid turned to face her, its eye lights flashing. Boba stepped down off his pedestal and came to a stop just beyond arm's reach. Well, she wasn't about to blink first. Leia reached up and released the seal on her helmet. In the same movement, she pulled a pair of pins from her hair, letting her long braid fall down her back. Fett's woman muttered something unpleasant under her breath. Leia met Fett's eyes for a handful of seconds. Then he ducked his head and, with a stiff grace, he went to one knee, bowing his head, helmet planted on the ground at her feet. A thrill went through her. Having a competent and confident older man submit to her? She wanted to squeeze her thighs together. What would it feel like to trace the scars on his scalp, cup the back of his head, and pull him in? There was a rushing in her ears, plucking out all the whispered voices from their audience. Oh! Criff! That was his plan! Oh, the clever bastard! If she accepted him, gave in to everything that she wanted, it would be as good as a seal of approval for everything he'd done. Worse, if she snarled at him, if she threatened and accused, he'd play the martyr. She might be a folk hero, but he was the one who had been here, standing for these people when no one else would fight for them. She couldn't depose him without taking his place and staying here for good. Competent and confident and clever. And he was still kneeling at her feet. We should talk. Leia managed to keep her voice even. Luckily, she didn't need to project. Everyone in the room was already hanging on her every word. Privately. Fett got to his feet and nodded. Of course. He offered her his arm as if they were at some high inner world function. Fennec, take over here. He waved at the woman on the arm of his throne. The woman gave him a speaking look, then nodded and stepped forward to face the audience chamber properly. Fett brought her to a smaller room with windows that looked out over the desert. It was comfortably furnished, including a wet bar and several long couches that looked perfect for falling asleep on. An open door at the back revealed a large bed and an armor stand. He'd brought her to his own rooms. A drink? Fett offered. He slipped behind the bar, leaving his helmet on the counter. Leia was caught flat-footed all over again. Was this a trick? Or was he genuinely playing the gentleman? Fett pulled a bottle from under the bar, tossed a few ice cubes into a glass, and added a shot of pale gold. He took a sip and studied her. I figured you'd learn about this sooner or later. Didn't figure you coming in as Bosch. Guess I should be grateful it's someone I know is dead. Someone I know you've played before. What are you doing here? Leia couldn't help asking. At the moment, I'm enjoying a drink, the company of a beautiful woman, and the fact that I won't have to listen to any more ridiculous complaints thanks to you. He lifted his glass and toasted her.
Are you sure you don't want anything?
No, thank you. Fett came around the bar and made himself comfortable in one of the chairs. Leia pulled on all her knowledge and experience and sat facing him. You have been using my name and reputation. I have not given verbal or written permission for you or any previous being in this position to do so. Seeing as your people are now expecting you to join the Republic, I could bring you to the courts on multiple charges.
Fett took another swallow of his drink. You could. But what then?
Excuse me? He tipped his glass at the room around them and the planet beyond it.
You could bankrupt me in this office if you wanted to. If you were the kind of politician who only looked out for yourself, I might be in trouble. But that's not you. You'll fight tooth and claw, but not at the expense of innocent bystanders.
Do I need to remind you that we don't actually have a relationship? I dearly hope you haven't started buying into your own stories.
She leaned forward, and the Force swirled around her.
You have no idea who I am or what I'm capable of.
His face was unmoved, but the tendons in his neck stood out, and he put his drink down with more care than was needed. I was there when you killed Jabba. I do not intend to underestimate you. This isn't that.
You say I won't take down a known outlaw who has set himself up as a crime lord, and say I'm not a coward or corrupt. There doesn't seem to be many options left.
Leia smiled, showing just a bit too much teeth.
Gods, it was nice to face someone who didn't treat her like glass.
Perhaps if I really was an outlaw or crime lord. As it stands, until the last few years, I was lawfully employed as a member of the Bounty Hunter Guild. I even paid my taxes. I haven't been in prison since I was 11.
He paused to let that sink in.
As for being a crime lord, please, show me a crime I am committing that is not part of any other government.
He turned his hands palms up and met her eyes. Griff. She had let her anger get the better of her, and now she was here without any proper research. Without the proof she would need to win this argument. So, answer a question with a question. Are you saying you won't allow slaves to be sold or purchased in your territory, as the dictates of the New Republic command?
Fett tilted his head. For one who has been a slave, even for a moment, the act is abhorrent. I would free every slave this minute if it would not ruin my city.
He waved a hand, inviting her next strike. Spice. It's common knowledge that Kessel is on this hyperspace lane. Multiple syndicates use Tatooine as a waypoint. Are you saying that you would go to war with both the Hutts and the Pikes? Maybe even Red Sun?
Just to keep me happy?
There were plenty of laws against refining spice, but the raw crystals were used in medical practices and a reagent for other ores. The New Republic couldn't outlaw it altogether, but if he was going to use her name, she was going to draw that line.
He picked up his glass again, and Leia internally cursed.
He shouldn't be growing more relaxed from her accusations.
You don't know my history with the Pikes.
It was a statement, not a question. So she leaned back, lifted her chin, and waited. Fett nodded to himself.
After my encounter with the Sarlacc, I was taken in by the Sand People. I earned their trust, proved myself as a valuable member of the tribe.
He sagged a bit, and his eyes were distant as he looked into his glass.
The Pikes were carting spice through my tribe's territory. I thought I could help them, stop the incursion, reclaim their territory. It went well at first. We stopped them, made our demands known. He knocked back the drink, leaving a shard of ice to circle the bottom as he set it down. 10 days later, my tribe was killed. Their tents were marked with the symbol of a local speeder gang, but I know how the Pikes work. Either they hired the gang, or were using them as scapegoats. He looked up and met her eyes. Any Pike who tries to sell or move spice through my territory will die. By my own hand, if need be. Leia didn't have an answer to that. True, he hadn't mentioned the other gangs, but that kind of anger wasn't the sort to stop at one person. She knew that all too well.
Why are you really here? Just to clear your name?
So it was his turn to attack? Fine. She stretched one arm out along the back of her couch. Maybe she should have accepted that drink after all. It would give her something to do with her hands. That is certainly part of it, but you invoked more than my person when you said you worked for me. In order to join the New Republic, a representative must be satisfied that the local laws adhere to New Republic standards. The citizens must be given certain rights, and those rights need to be enforced. Everything from galactic taxes to trade commissions to local military outposts must be reviewed. Then there are the mining and exploration rights for the local celestial bodies that are not habitable to humans and human-adjacent populations. The holonet way stations and hyperspace relay points must be audited by New Republic personnel. I can go on. My arrival is only the first step in the process. With every word, Fett sank a little deeper into his chair. His expression was still stoic, but Leia didn't doubt she'd scored a point. Then there is the matter that you do not rule all of Tatooine. Since you have an adoptive connection to the Sand People, that can be put aside for now, and Mos Espa seems to accept you even if you were not formally elected by popular vote. Mos Eisley is still an independent city-state with its own mayor, and since its territory covers over 30% of the planet, it cannot be discounted. There. Now his only choice is where to fold or to go all in. That would teach him to push her into a corner. Fett waited for a long 10 count, then stood. Leia didn't speak as he picked up his glass and moved back to the bar. He got out the bottle, then glanced up at her. He lifted a second clean glass, and this time she nodded. He added ice and golden liquid to both glasses. His posture spoke of resignation when he took his seat again. Your conditions are to be expected, but I have 2 conditions. Leia sat up, surprised, then remembered herself and turned the move into a reach for her glass. Those are, first, any citizen who wishes to remain unaffiliated with the New Republic is allowed to retain their status as a free sentient. He looked at her and waited. After a minute, Leia nodded. That is reasonable. But any new births are to be recorded as Republic citizens with full rights. She knew there were people on Tatooine who had fled here after the Clone Wars, or during the Empire's expansion. If those people wanted to stay hidden, that was their choice. Your second condition? Fett met her eyes. He might not be Force-sensitive, but she could feel his will curling in the air around him. You stay here as the New Republic representative until we are fully established. So, he wasn't willing to back down any more than she was. This was going to be interesting. Leia took a drink, forcing herself to fully consider his terms. Most of her senatorial duties could be done over holo, though that was considered a bit rude. Her duties to her people, those would be more complex.
A large population was waiting for her to find them a new home. If she gave herself to another planet... No, maybe this wasn't an either-or situation. Her people were educated. They had skills that the people of Tatooine could likely use. There were plenty of teachers and engineers and medics among the remaining Alderaanian people. She'd have to check. But there were likely people who specialized in terraforming as well. Tatooine wouldn't have been her first choice, but there was plenty of open land that could be put to use.
Leia looked up and met Fett's gaze, matching his will with her own.
Agreed. Pending Senate approval, I will stay.
From Leia.Organa@NewRepublicSenate.gov. 2. Mon.Mothma@NewRepublicSenate.gov. Supreme Chancellor, on behalf of myself and the Alderaan refugee population, and in coordination with Galactic Defense, documentation attached, I would like to request a squad of fighters be deployed to the Tatooine Galactic Sphere for the foreseeable future. Tatooine has been approved by myself, on site, and a committee of 5 other senators as a high-risk, high-reward sector. Documentation attached. In addition, I would like to request documentation and upgrades for a bookkeeping and auditing droid for the purpose of bringing the local government up to New Republic standard. Documentation attached. The current ruler, one Boba Fett, formerly of Mandalore, has agreed to full cooperation provided I, Leia Organa, formerly of Alderaan, act as the galactic representative in this matter. Documentation attached. I hope and foresee a great benefit in Tatooine joining the new Galactic Republic as the outer border of the Shamo Sector and Outer Rim territories. Formerly yours, Leia Organa, formerly Princess of Alderaan, elected Queen of the Alderaan refugee population, General of the Alliance to Restore the Republic, and Hutslayer of Tatooine. 2. Leia Organa, L.Organa@AlderaanRelocationProject.gax. From Mon Mothma. MonMothma.Private@NewRepublicSenate.gov. What the fuck, Leia?
Call me.
Mon.